We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I'll Imagine Dragons. Open the 3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder program.
Hey.
Jimmy put some new music in the system last week or so. I've noticed. I like it.
It's a 305.
Dale.
A plus. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And put Bam in the 3-point contest next season.
Bam is a superstar. Well, yeah. Superstar. He's a star, though. The notion that every season he's got to prove himself, like, that's all done. That's done.
Oh, 100%. And all the players respect him. Like, Dame loves him. Like, you hear people bring him up, and that's what showed me, like, this dude can play for all the honestly, the real superstars, they respect Bam's game.
I think his shot yesterday, though, put him in a new category of player. And I'm not trolling. You know, you think of the big-time shot makers. You think of Kobe and MJ, and you think of LeBron. You think of Andre Iguodala. Listen, I think Max Kellerman may agree with me.
Open shot. Fate of the universe on the line. Or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want
Bam Adebayo! Jose has it. Out to Bam for three. For the win. It's ball game. Bam Adebayo. For the first time in his career, three consecutive made threes, and it's a game winner. To work for you, baby. Hot Bam!
Did I just walk into a Solana bit? I was not given any heads up on that. I imagine you weren't either.
Nope.
I actually thought he hit the wrong button. I thought he was going to play the Max Kellerman, you know, Andre Iguodala bit. All of a sudden, there was music behind it. I didn't know that he had changed it around a little bit. Solana, did I just throw an alley-oop to you when I didn't even know I was doing so?
And I threw it down like a mother bleeping Hassan Whiteside. You were Gogi. I was Hassan in the pick and roll. Woo!
That felt like it was almost like packaged radio for a moment. I was like, what show am I listening to?
Max's voice changed a little bit.
Andre Iguodala. Such a great, it's like on the Mount Rushmore of like sports talk moments. Andre Iguodala.
I want Bam shooting it now.
Because I was rolling my eyes when he's like, he's entered a new stratosphere of Kobe and MJ. I'm like, wait a second. A three against Detroit on a Saturday afternoon when four people were in the stands? Like, I started to roll my eyes. Little did I know, it was a big radio bit, a big produced radio bit.
Lining you up.
That was delightful. I enjoyed that. We could have practiced that during the morning. It wouldn't have come across as good as it did right there. That was well done.
We got all the shooters, huh?
We got all the shooters.
Why are you so surprised? I mean, 2 minutes talking about how well done that was. Yeah, I mean, we're the best in the biz, baby. That's what we do.
I mean, you haven't produced anything in... unless it's me doing a verbal miscue, you have not produced anything... You never made a DBJ montage.
That's not true.
I know. I thought it would have been fun.
No. play Sixto Sanchez.
Okay. Oh, this is such a great call. Sixto Sanchez is burning up spring training. This dude looks as good as he did before he got injured. That's a great call. You have not produced anything this good since Noche de Sixto. Here it is. shredded cheese?
No cheese. It was steak, lettuce, and tomato.
No sour cream.
Sour cream.
So much.
You know what I mean? Sour cream.
Do you have any of that sour cream?
I like sour cream.
Sour cream.
Sour cream.
All right, but for real, here it is. Noche de Sixto with Lil Soul on the beat. What the hell is going on there?
Uh-oh.
Is that the lawn service?
Yeah, lawn man pulled up. Hey, beat it! Hey!
This is not Noche de Sixto.
Sorry. They told him, don't you ever cover up. Hey! Hey, beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Beat it!
This is my favorite one.
Hey, beat it! Beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it!
That, by the way, is from April of 2020. That's the last time Solana has produced something since his big production of Max Kellerman collabo with Jason Jackson. Funny. All right, let's get headlines here. I guess we're not going to get Noche de Sixto, though. He has protested.
Those fake filth.
Yeah. Let's give all those lyrics to DBJ next season.
It's just fake filth.
Cam Ward drops back to pass. 11-yard completion. He throws straight filth. Nobody is
it's
upset.
It's your boy Solana.
Here it is.
So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch. His stuff is straight filth. El combina su curva con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro dijo que Sixto es mejor.
It's like done in the cadence of like a building emergency. We need everyone to move to the south end of the building. Don't take the elevator. Like, it's a very, I mean, nobody is rooting against Sixto Sanchez harder than Solana.
Bro, there's some bars in there. There's some bars in there.
Guy throws straight filth.
Sounded like me with the Guatemalan workers today. Oh yeah, ¿qué tal?
Jeter uses billetera is fire. I mean, that's a bar, bro.
Listen, some people are good writers and not performers. Oh, you may have you may have been better handing that off, you know, to say Marcos,
right?
Who is a good rapper?
Somebody.
Marcos approached me and he's like, if you want, we can make a new Sixto song and get you back in you know, the right music phase. And I said, brother, let's just punt on this whole thing. I'm done. I want nothing to do with a song.
Sanchez is tearing it up. And every time he does something good, me or Appel, we just tweet it. We text it to Solana. And he is just beside himself because Sixto Sanchez looks like he is going to put together a season. Yep. Yuri Perez, by the way, is a little iffy because he's got the hangnail problem, and now he's got soreness, and Yuri Perez make me a little bit nervous heading into the season here, but man, Sixto Sanchez, I mean, you may be hearing that song every day of the week.
No the remixes. First
couple months of the
season. No remixes needed. Let's just play that one.
Oh, that is funny, man. He throws straight filth. It sounds like the guy with, you know, can I get a pencil? Sixto.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's number one for me, man. That tickles me.
Number one with a bullet. <That's funny. laughs> All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. A little soul on the beat.
I'm limping into headlines, and it's only three.
Well, you had nailed it with the Max Kellerman thing.
It's your boy Solana.
Like, put a little echo behind that or something, because it just, it's like super dry, and you're like fading yourself out with your voice instead of doing it through electronics. So it's like, it's your boy Solana. Like, you're trying to give yourself effects, but you're just doing them.
Oh boy, that's genius.
Oh yeah, Billy.
Oh boy, I love it.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tonight, the Heat, they will play the Philadelphia 76ers. You have Bam Adebayo coming off one of the biggest shots of his career. By the way, I saw somebody text in, that's only his first game winner. Wrong, you bum. That's his second game winner. All right, so get your facts straight.
Bum.
Heat and Sixers tied, by the way, in the standings. Miami owns a tiebreaker right now. They're up 2-0 on the four-game regular season series. This perhaps could be a Kyle Lowry revenge game. He's been starting for the Philadelphia 76ers. They have lost five of their last seven. They're coming off a victory against the Hornets. Jimmy Butler, who did not play yesterday, is questionable for tonight's game in Philadelphia.
All right.
No Nikola Jokic, by the way. He's going to be out tonight. Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, they remain out. Jay Rich, we know, out as well.
Okay.
So are you worried at all about the Cats Hawk after those two losses?
I'm not, although I will tell you that Lightning game, man, remember, now they had torn the Lightning up, I don't know, what was it, a few weeks ago? Didn't they beat them like 9-0 or 9-1?
Yeah, they scored like 8 goals.
It was insane. I didn't like, but it was really only like a 5-minute, 6-7-minute period where Sergei Bobrovsky just got peppered and everything was going in. The Panthers, in my opinion, outplayed the Lightning 2 out of the 3 periods. They just, and they almost made a miraculous comeback again. So, no, I'm not worried about the Panthers, but I will say the conversation that they're maybe the greatest hockey team ever assembled, maybe we have to just put that one on the side for a moment.
No, Hawk. Bad games. Down, like you're saying, down minutes.
Yeah.
5-minute stress of not playing good hockey. You could still
That's
be
really
amazing.
All it was. There was just like a little stretch where I thought Bobrovsky was going to get pulled, and he really got it together. And then, you know, it was what it was. But you just don't want to do that against Tampa, man. That's what makes it hurt.
And then when it's so, like, I would say limited, when you're just watching every second, like, the 85 Bears, who are supposed to be one of the best football teams, I guarantee they had 2 or 3 bad quarters and they end up winning a game late or something like that. You can go to the Heat big three teams that were balling, the Boston big three teams. Like, you have down times. Great, amazing, historic, elite teams can have a down quarter, a down period.
I really wanted Tampa in the playoffs after last year. I mean, with the way that you took care of the Leafs and made their fans drink their tears, and then you beat the Hurricanes, sweep them. Obviously, you took down Boston. The only thing that we were deprived of last season, other than the Stanley Cup final or the championship, was beating Tampa in a series, right? I don't know if you guys are with me, but with the way this team is playing and they're trending, I've wanted Tampa. I've been telling everybody, give me Tampa in the first round or the second round. After yesterday and Vasilevsky doing what he did.
It was Saturday.
Saturday,
if it's not Vasilevsky in net, I had tweeted it out after the game. If it wasn't Vasilevsky in net, I believe the Panthers win that game 27-5. That's how good he was. Do you know what the shot on goal differential was? I'm trying to find it
I have it here. I'll pull it up really quickly.
But he's a first ballot Hall of Fame guy.
The Panthers had 50 shots.
Listen to this.
Panthers had 50 shots. Tampa Bay had 16.
The Panthers had 50 shots on goal. The Lightning had 16 shots on goal.
Oh, yeah.
It was this Vasilevsky. I'm not kidding you. If he's not in goal, they win that game 27-5.
He won, was it Vezina? Vesna Award?
Yeah, the Vesna Award, yeah.
He's one of the best ever to do this thing now.
Yeah, and he does it to the Panthers consistently.
Yeah, I remember that was 2 years ago in the playoffs. That was ugly.
One of, bro, I'm not kidding. I think Vasilevsky is the greatest hockey player I have ever seen in my entire life. I'm not kidding.
He does. Against the Panther. If you only watched Panthers games, the greatest hockey player in history is Andrei Vasilevsky. Mm-hmm. There's no question. Yeah, Saturday he was sick.
By the way, not to make matters worse, but I looked it up on Saturday. He's only 29. He's 20.
I saw you tweet that. Nine. He's going to be a thorn in your side for the next decade.
I mean, bro, this guy's going to dominate the NHL for the next decade. It's crazy, man.
He dominates the Panthers.
Yeah, good point.
Only 29. That's old for sports, Solana.
Not really. I mean, Bob's 35, and he's probably still got a couple good years left in him. I feel like hockey – I guess we would have to ask somebody, Doug Plagans, who knows, but I feel like hockey players or hockey goaltenders can play into their 40s, right? Wasn't Roberto Luongo was like 42, 43 when he retired.
We can only hope that Sixto lasts that long because I could hear that song for the next 20 years.
Man, and it's no doubt.
You know, certain songs, doesn't matter when they were recorded, still bangs today.
Mm-hmm.
Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba. Remember that? That's had to be the 90s. Still hits hard, 2024.
Yeah. Let me see that thong, the thong, thong, thong. Yeah, some songs just got it.
That does not hold up. Stop it.
Some songs just got it.
That does not.
Your boy, Solana.
The Panthers are off, by the way, until Thursday. They will host Nashville, so they get a couple days off. A nice little breather for the Cats.
Yep.
Dolphins are bringing back Braxton Berrios, re-signed with the team on a one-year deal. That is great because he's a Cane. And also, special teams. Dude was as sure as you can have. Just with the fair catch. Fair catch, he's coming up with it every single time.
As sure as you can have.
As sure as you can have.
I mean, we don't want a guy that can run the ball back.
No.
Just want fair catches.
Just fair catch it every single time. Field position.
I still can play then. I got fair catch. It's simple.
Who's better at fair catching? Aronde Gadsden in a tryout or Braxton Berrios in a game?
Because Aronde's just letting them fall 2 yards behind him.
I would pay good money to see OG back there deep on a punt return.
He would be running to the sideline as the ball was still going up.
That was going out of bounds, coach. That was going out of bounds, coach.
Lost in the lights, coach.
I saw Barry Jackson tweet out. I'm trying to look for the tweet here. I forgot to favorite it. I saw him tweet out. Oh, here it is. Connor Williams' knee injury was significant, and he's not signing anywhere anytime soon, according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, on Channel 7 on Sunday night. Not that, you know, necessarily matters for the Dolphins because they already signed another center, but Connor Williams was the best graded center in the NFL last season when he was healthy. Mm. And there were some expectations that perhaps there could be a reunion with Miami or he would go elsewhere, but looks like
I don't think he's going to be back for a while. The way that Drew Rosenhaus made it sound is like, hey, the number one priority is getting him back into playing shape. It didn't seem like that was right around the corner.
Yeah.
And you just can't keep rotating like we have in the past with the Dolphins, right. Just the whole five off and Eichenberg playing four positions and all. Like, they need to solidify that.
Better clear it, bro. Yeah, you were close. You were close. We're about to play another banger. So the Bears, they did trade Justin Fields to the Steelers for a 2025 sixth-round pick. I saw it could be a fourth-round pick depending on playing time for Justin Fields.
He'd have to play 51% of the snaps next season for that to convert to a fourth-round pick. So in my mind, that is a sixth-round pick that Pittsburgh was able to steal Justin Fields for. And I say steal because I don't know if he's good or not. I don't know if he's going to be good at all. But a six-round pick? I mean, I'd have had the Dolphins. If I was a Dolphins GM, I'd have given up a six-round pick with Justin Fields back there.
Yeah.
Man, there were some times where you could use a quarterback who could run. And if Tua's not going to be that guy, like, I mean, what a great dual threat that would have been. But I don't know what transpired there, but I was confused by it.
Pittsburgh did it again because you have Russ. You have Russ. Now you have Justin that can learn underneath Russ. And like you said, Hawk, I'm glad you brought it up. Justin Fields is going to have some plays designed for him. They're going to throw in some wildcat stuff, and he can play quarterback too. So now you have to – there's that mid-ground of having Russ, who's a totally different quarterback than Justin. When I saw that, I was like, same thing. You know I love Mike T. That's genius what they just did.
Those two quarterbacks are less than $4 million for the year because Fields is still on his original contract and Russell is playing for the minimum because he's getting all his money from Denver.
Yep. So a Pro Bowl quarterback teaching one of the best young athletes, I would say. I wouldn't say quarterback. He's one of the best athletes right now, young guys in the world, and he gets to learn from Russ but also be able to use his athleticism. Genius. Genius by Pittsburgh.
I guess we'll never know, what went on with the negotiations between Chicago and other teams, but do you think that even crosses Chris Greer's mind? Hey, we might be able to get Justin
Ryan
Fields for...
Well, Ryan Poles, the GM of Chicago, said that there were five other teams
right. That
were interested, but they had told Justin Fields they would do right by him. And the only team that they had come to him with here are... You know, teams were receiving offers from. The only one that he wanted to play for was Pittsburgh. So while the other offers may have been better, the Bears were intimating, they promised him that they would do right by him, and so they sent him to Pittsburgh for the sixth-round pick.
And in a year, he's going to want $150-plus million, yeah. And they have to pay
well,
to it.
Well, that's the weird thing about Pittsburgh is you're assuming Russell Wilson's going to be the starter all season long. So how are you going to effectively gauge whether Justin Fields should get that bag at the end of this? Like, Pittsburgh's going to find themselves in a dicey situation, I would think, by the end of the season.
Yep. And that's the same thing the Dolphins. To answer your question, Solana, that's the same thing the Dolphins. I don't think they could have Justin sitting waiting for money and also having now negotiated with Tua for that big deal. Both of those guys need that second big deal coming up soon. The Russ thing, you can move around because how the money is, but Tua's going to want $400 million, and then my man Justin's the one with some bread too.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay him, right? You don't have to pay Justin Fields if you didn't want to. Reports lead to that the Dolphins and Tua and his team are finalizing something, but let's say they weren't, Crowder. Let's say the Dolphins were still in the camp of, hey, we want Tua to play on his fifth-year deal, and we want him to prove to us one more season he can stay healthy again and he can win us some meaningful games. I mean, that would have been the play, right, to actually bring in a legitimate guy who a lot of people still believe can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
To tighten Tua up. I saw Tua yesterday in California.
Really?
People were saying he looks thin, looks lean.
He did. He leaned up a little bit. He's still a thick little joker now. He ain't, yeah, he's no third grader, but he looks different.
He's on a golf course?
Yeah, he was on the golf course.
Yeah.
How'd you shoot?
I shot pretty well, actually. My drive was on. Yeah, I can't putt worth a damn, but my drive and my little mid-range, I was hitting some greens. Chase Claypool is gigantic.
Hmm. Is he back?
I don't know where he's playing for, but listen, don't run up on him late tonight in the alley, because that joker is all a 6'5". He's a big old boy.
Is he back with the Dolphins, Solana? I don't even know what happened to him.
No, I don't think anything's happened to him.
I know he didn't catch that ball in that playoff game.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he's still with the Dolphins.
I don't know if he's part of the Dolphins or not. I don't know.
No idea.
No, he's a free agent. He's a free agent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a big human.
Yep. All right, guys.
And look, baby Tagliavola was there.
Oh, Talia.
Oh,
Yeah, Talia was there too.
All right, guys. The only other local news, Inter Miami did beat Washington 3-1 on Saturday. My guy Luis Suarez comes in and scores two golazos. No Leo Messi in that one. And the NCAA tournament for the men's side, your one seeds, UConn, who won it last season, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina, who the Hurricanes men's basketball team played close in their two meetings this season.
No Hurricanes men's basketball tournament. No Hurricanes women's basketball March Madness tournament. It is a bummer. Now, I will tell you that FAU, though, is back in March Madness, which is a really unbelievable feat. Again, are they going to go to the Final Four? I don't know. But think about that. FAU, two consecutive seasons in March Madness, that's an unbelievable jump for that program.
Oh, yeah, like powerhouse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And yep. Then they can reload. Yeah, now that's very impressive what they're doing up there. You got to go to a game, Hawk.
They are the 8 seed. They will be playing in Brooklyn.
You live 4 minutes from the stadium, Hawk.
I know. I got to get directions. They will play Northwestern on Friday. 12:15. On CBS.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
It's such a fun time of year if you're in it. Yeah. Like, I'm just, as I'm saying that now, like Friday at 12:30, and man.
Well, who's our team?
FAU.
No, I can't root for FAU. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
I told you I was rooting for Jonnu Smith in the first segment.
Right, but he's a Dolphin. It's different. I mean, I'm not rooting for...
He's also an FIU Panther.
I'm not rooting for FAU. Is USF in it? They made it, right?
They did.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them to lose in the first game, actually.
Oh, I mean, I hope that I hope they don't even show up.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
All right. We'll keep doing whatever we're doing. I don't know what we're doing, but we'll keep doing it in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, for those Sting tickets, since we were playing Roxanne, Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October with the Sting 3.0 tour, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets all this week. To enter, today's code word is Sting. So text the word Sting to 20357, and you got a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. It's a Live Nation show. Again, text the word Sting to 20357, and you will be in the drawing for those tickets. I don't know what story has intrigued me more in the first hour and 43 minutes of today's show, Crowder. We covered a lot of ground in the first segment of today's show. Hawaiian pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Jonnu Smith loving the television show Friends. Which of those is more intriguing to you just off the bat? I am fascinated because Crowder is a man of extremes. He's very black and white about things. Black people don't like Friends. He says it emphatically, and he gets proven wrong time and time again. And then he says black people don't like Hawaiian pizza. Mm-mm. And the first text I get is a Rondé Gadsden. Hawaiian-za with an exclamation point.
Rondé's life's been a little different.
Jonnu Smith loving Friends, because very few people in 2024, when asked what's your favorite TV show, we'll say Friends now. You might say I like it because I like the show. But there's been so many shows since then.
Yeah.
That to say Friend, like if I say, what's your favorite television show? Solana, what is yours? What's your favorite television show?
Of all time?
I guess.
Man, that's tough. Probably not Friends, I'll tell you that. I don't know.
Mine is The Office.
I have to think about
it. My favorite show of all time is The Office.
Man. Mine, easy answer, The Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show?
That
a lot of people
genius.
Will say Sopranos.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people will say The Wire.
Yep.
A lot of people will say Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad.
Right.
Breaking Bad is good.
I've never seen it.
Buckle up, because it's long.
Yeah. No, Breaking Bad is wild.
I tried to watch last night Spaceman with Adam Sandler.
Is it great?
I couldn't get past 18 minutes.
When you said tried to watch, I knew something else was coming.
I was kind of excited. You know, my wife, she doesn't love Sandler the way that I do, and she doesn't like outer space movies the way that I do. I love Apollo 13 and The Martian, and my wife's out of town. So I'm like, okay, I am going to, the Heat game was over, gotten some dinner, whatever. I said, This is cool. I'm going to watch Spaceman with Sandler. 18 minutes. Because I looked at the progress bar. Because I'm like, this can't be real.
Is it goofy?
It's trying to be very serious.
So it's not a comedy. Fine. It's not a comedy.
And then, no, it is not a comedy.
Gotcha.
But he's all of a sudden, I don't know. He's talking to this creature that's on his spaceship, but the creature's obviously not really there. And I just don't need that in my life. It was fine. I just
don't need that in my
life. I don't know. This was one of those movies that's trying to be so deep and thought-provoking that it just, I don't know, it struck me as odd. Did anybody make it through Spaceman? 305-567-0560 on the text line. Just curious if anybody saw it.
Can Sandler be deep and thought-provoking at this stage of his career? I know early
Uncut
Sandler.
Gems.
Even Uncut Gems, it was It was silly.
But
it wasn't, a lot of things were silly.
It wasn't.
No, it was frenetic. It wasn't
right,
silly. It was frenetic.
It wasn't deep, though. It wasn't thought-provoking. It was frenetic. But I'm talking about, you know, can he play a deep character?
Well, could you see? This is similar, I believe, to Castaway. Again, I only watched 18 minutes of it, but I got the feeling like this spider-like creature was Wilson and Spaceman Sandler was all alone. Like, you know what I mean? So that was the analogy I was making in my mind. Could Adam Sandler have played Tom Hanks's role in Castaway?
No.
Definitively no.
No, he couldn't do that.
When was Castaway released, though? It had to have been like early 2000s.
Like I just watched the part of the trailer of Spaceman with, because I'm like, I wanted to, like you're saying, get kind of the where they're going, and it's right. Serious as hell. His wife's pregnant and all this crap. It's serious as all get up. But I don't think his body type is made for this. For this, you know, astronaut, I'm going to go and live on an island like Castaway type stuff. He's a chunky little dude. I can't believe you're an astronaut.
That about Tom Hanks till he was in Castaway? Tom Hanks has been in brilliant movies for a long time.
And he's in good shape.
Well, he wasn't, though, in Castaway. He was pudgy.
Mm-hmm. But he lost the weight. No, I can't. Like, I need to see
Pescatarian,
Adam.
You know.
I need to see him at 140 to believe Adam can get to 140. I don't know. Like, it's watching the trailer, it's just unbelievable that he's an astronaut.
Just looking at the text to see if anybody has seen it. Oh, by the way, somebody says Interstellar was better. Interstellar is coming out on IMAX.
Yeah. Oh,
all right, we got to take a break. We're going to go too long here. Now I'm off on a tangent. I got to get things straightened out here. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is French onion soup a soup?
Hawk and Crowder.